Hi guys, how we doing? Great, thank you. We jinxed Coach Coughlin, huh? That was a good article. I mean, mainly the quotes from me were outstanding, but other than that, I thought it was a well-written article. And you spelled my name right. I'm fired up. Life is good.
Does Percy get all the kickoff returns?
I hope so. That's the plan. I mean, we've talked about this now for almost 2 years. It's any time you got the best athlete we have on the team out there as your kickoff returner, that's what you want.
How much duty is Cheryl's going to get on both probably at this point?
Well, he'll start at punt returner, and then he'll be a backup kickoff returner. And hopefully he'll be healthy enough to help us on punt and kickoff as well. So that would be the plan, you know, if he continues to improve as he has.
Does your teaching at all, the way you conduct practice or teach or anything, change whether it's Percy or whether it's Cheryl's? I mean, is it all the same?
The teaching doesn't, because everybody else is the same. You know, the other 10 guys will be the same. What I might call in game day might change, depending on who's back there. You know, it depends on what the coverage is. And some people kick differently when Percy's back there, too. Some of the teams we played last year, you know, Denver, for one, would kick it. Try to kick touchbacks when Percy was back there, and if it wasn't him, if it was Marcus or somebody else, they would try to have us return it. And, you know, we did a pretty good job overall. I think one time we didn't, but the other two or three times we did a pretty good job against Denver. But that's the philosophy. It's whoever's back there, I will base my call off of whoever our returner is.
Is Scobie, he still has that big leg?
Big-time leg. He's outstanding. Yep, he's very, very good. One of the better combination kickoff field goal guys in the league.
Do you have a percentage on what, do people even return kicks against him, or does he?
In the preseason, 11 out of 20 were touchbacks. The other 9 were returned. You can tell me that percentage. It's a bit over 50% touchbacks. I know that. 56, there you go. Man, a lot smarter than me.
Regarding Walsh, what were you looking for in terms of him managing himself through a game, and especially coming back off of misses, and where is he at that?
Yeah, kickoff-wise, I thought he did very, very well in the preseason. He had a couple missed hits, but you're going to get that, especially with a young guy, and we survived him. Field goal-wise, the good thing is that every time he missed one, I mean, it was 3 times, and obviously 3, that's too many, and he knows that, but he came back and made the next one. He had the opportunity in a game, in the same game, to go back and make his next attempt, which was, to me, huge. And I think he's got the right mentality, the right mindset. He's continually working on all the little things we continually talk about. And, you know, I'm excited about him for his first real game. So we'll see.
So when the final 53 came out, did you feel pretty good about the guys that you have at your disposal?
Yeah, I do. I think the great thing is, and we talked about this at training camp, was we had more competition at different spots. And when you have that, that's a good problem to have. And when you have better competition, when you have better personnel across the board, when your 53 is not set in May, like it has been, you know, I've been on teams where your 53, you know who it was going to be going into camp if everybody stayed healthy. Here, you didn't know till the end. And that fourth preseason game was huge for a lot of guys. And am I disappointed we lost some guys? Sure. But all in all, I think we're a much better football team, defensively, offensively, and special teams. And I'm excited about where we're at.
How much were you in Marcus's corner the whole time? We got down close to the cuts.
Well, I've always been in Marcus's corner. I think he's what you want in a professional football player in terms of his attitude, his work ethic, his intelligence. Is he the biggest guy? No, but he's always going to play hard. He always comes to work. He's gotten better in every phase since he's been in. You know, we've been together, and you know, I've always been in his corner, to be quite honest. That's it. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.